You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
We've almost become accustomed to it again. What am I talking about? Well, the constant supply of electricity as the country hits 100 days with no load shedding. More on that, the decision as well to establish a separate energy portfolio and the country's new nuclear ambitions, as I'm joined now by Dr. Josienso Ramakgopa, who is South Africa's electricity minister. And first of all, you are now looking at plans from Treasury to secure funding for approval for a 2,500 megawatt nuclear power plant, obviously to increase efforts in increasing electricity generation. Minister, welcome to you. And what then is driving this thinking?
Well, first is that the 2,500 megawatt of nuclear is part of the integrated resource plan 2019. So it's in keeping with the energy mix. So what we're doing now is to develop a framework for procurement. So that framework will answer, amongst others, the following question. What is the financing instrument that will be ideal for a build program of this magnitude? What is the cost of capital? But what we know, there are things that we know even before we answer the framework, that the Eskom balance sheet won't be able to carry that. So we need to design a bespoke solution working with private sector to resolve that. You must answer the question, who's going to operate this? So in all likelihood, it's going to be Eskom, because I think it's got the experience of operating this a facility of this nature. And then you must resolve the technology, because technology has evolved over a period of time. So once the team answers all of those questions, those will constitute the framework, and that's what we will announce to the general public.
And Minister, what sort of time frame are you looking at in this respect?
So the initial time frame that was given to me, remember at the time I didn't carry the mandate of procurement, was that they would have done this by March, April. Clearly, we have gone outside what their commitment is. So I've asked them that they need to come back to me on more precise timelines. So once I get those precise timelines and be comfortable myself that those are reasonable, but yet ambitious, then we'll be able to communicate it to the country, now that we bear the responsibility of procuring new generation capacity. So as an executive authority, we now own that process.
Whichever way you look at it, it is going to be a very expensive exercise. Do you have any sense of ballpark cost at this time?
Oh, no, I don't have those numbers. So I know that the upfront capital cost compared to any other fuel source is very expensive. But if you have to stretch that over the operating period, I think it becomes competitive. So that's what the modeling is. So once we're confident about that, we will announce. Remember that whatever we do, it's at the pace and scale that the country can afford. I think that's what is important. And what's also important is just the transparency of this process. It must not be mired in secrecy. No, it won't happen at this day for as long as I'm in charge of the program. It will be very public.
Again, that almost preempts my next question, is that South Africans would have a right to be concerned about a project of the scale, given the problems that we experienced in the past, cost overruns, corruption with Medupi and Kusile.
Oh, absolutely justified. And that's why I'm saying that it is important that to build credibility in this process, we must be transparent every step of the way. And I will not back down on that. And like I said earlier, that whatever we do will be in the best interest of the country. So we will not enter into a transaction that the costs are prohibitive. Ultimately, has got huge implications on the tariff, disadvantage the South African consumer. But what we know is that the technology has evolved over time. There's technology that allows for rapid deployment. The costs are a bit more predictable. There's test cases in Europe and China. They've gone that route as examples. So we know that the technology has improved. The planning, the management has also improved. So I'm confident that we should be, when we make a promise, remain within the parameters of that promise. But yes, you're absolutely correct. I think the average person should be concerned, because we have a checkered track record on how we deliver major infrastructure projects, and not just Medupi and Kusile. I think you go to Gautrain, you can mention major infrastructure projects, the cost overrun. So yes, I think it's something that will receive our attention.
Minister, on a wider canvas, the rationale behind the creation of the separate energy portfolio, how is this going to, or how is this restructure going to accelerate your approach to dealing with the energy difficulties that we have right now?
Well, obviously, it's an application made by the president. But how I see it is that now we're responsible for, if you like, almost the entire value chain. I think the difficulty before was that procurement was happening somewhere, and all that we do was just to do a determination that whether procurement will happen at the speed at which we see the opportunity or the crisis, it wasn't our call. So now we are able to manage the entire value chain. We are able to engage, for an example, as we're engaging with the financiers, project developers, the regulators, to say what are the lessons that can be learned and unlearned from the previous big windows, and how best can we improve on those streamline issues. So that when we go out on what I refer to as a mega big window, we are confident that we have cleared all the hurdles, and we make it possible for developers and financiers to get to financial close quickly, commercial operating date. It's a function of the speed with which you resolve the regulatory issues, grid access, EIA, water use license. So we must streamline those so that we give confidence to the market. When we say we're going out, we don't have megawatts that are unallocated. Otherwise, the program is discredited. So that's why it is important that when we have the entire complex of energy, then we can address it. You can address the issues of gas as you address the baseload question. Because of the intermittency of renewables, you are able to address the issues of transmission to help to onboard the transmission and develop corridors where you are able to onboard the new generation capacity quicker. So if you like, we have, if you like, the entire ecosystem of the energy space, not just the concern with the ESCOM and the resolution of load shedding. That is a function of other parts moving in time. I'm confident that with an expanded mandate, we should be in a position to address this question.
And just finally, Minister, are you confident, is your department confident that the current load shedding success will remain, that we'll go beyond 100 days?
Oh, no, we are on record, as having said, when ESCOM released the winter outlook, to say if the rate of failure of the units amounts to 14,000 megawatts in total, that's the optimistic case scenario. So we shouldn't have load shedding. But if you add on that scenario, another 1,500 losses, getting to 15,500 of losses, you'll be at stage 2 load shedding. If you add 3,000 to the base load, going to base case, going to 17,000 of total losses, you'll go to stage 5. What has been our experience since we started the winter period is that we are far exceeding our own projection. I mean, if you look at the past, I think, 6 weeks or so, and the total losses are averaging about 12,500 megawatts. So 1,500 to the good, better than our own base case scenario. But having said that, no, we're not out of the woods yet. I did say that really you need the new additional capacity. We know there's 2,500 coming from the three units, one unit at MIDUP, unit number 4, 800 megawatts, Kusile unit number 6, 800 megawatts, and Kubet unit number 2, 980 megawatts. In total, it's about 2,500 megawatts. That's guaranteed, which will come around October, the latest. The last of those will come around October. And that's why you need to accelerate these bid windows, that mega bid window, address all the challenges there, and make sure that the certainty in the market continue with our program on rollout of solar PV industry and household, to reduce demand, so that it relieve pressure on the grid. So if you pull all of those together, I'm confident that we are closer to resolving load shedding than we were before the same period last year.
Minister, thank you very much indeed for joining me today.